I was sitting around 6 inches for whatever reasons. I've grown 3 inches and have way more girth. Wow, at age 30. What's an explanation for this? I'm not complaining here. My wife has been complaining about being too big. Is this normal? Will it stop growing?
Tense. He's talking about his penis size, not the height and weight of his physical size.
No, at age 30, he came up to 9 inches.
Huh. Sounds like a humble brag email. He's it's like, a humble doctor, brag, I got this problem.
Hi, I'm Dr. Drew, and this is Dr. Drew After Dark. Please be advised that Dr. Drew After Dark may contain sexually oriented content and be unsuitable for young children.
And welcome, buddy, to Dr. After Dark. Of course, keep those emails coming at drdrewafterdark@gmail.com. And the voice messages is 818-253-1693. And of course, the great Josh Potter joins me today. What's
up, man?
Hey,
how are you? Good to see you again.
Hey, now. We were talking before the mics heated up about how football gave us a little bit of relief here from the crisis fatigue we're all feeling.
I was nervous that it was going to just be another one of those things that you use as an escape that ends up being a reminder. But it wasn't, you know, other than Andy Reid with his silly face shield, that was about it.
That was a little weird, wasn't it?
That was funny. It was pretty, like, he looked natural. It looked like he was looking into a microwave, you know?
Hurry up!
Yeah, it was all steamy. He was breathing on it and stuff. He was ready to go.
Really funny. Hold on. Now, my wife is texting me as soon as I started.
Is it about football?
Let's see. It's not about football. from computer, but I am doing a podcast right now. Hey, did you whiten your teeth?
No, I just
they look a little whiter to me right now.
Taking better care of myself. Probably.
Good. What prompted that?
I got laid a couple times. No, I'm just
good.
Good.
That'll do
just
it.
One time really helped, but it'll do it. Even with the cyst, I got laid.
Talk about that a little bit because I got to.
Awkward too.
It was almost like we had sex together. I did penetrate you.
I know you did. You fucked me in a third hole that I didn't even know I had. That's like, I mean, Jesus, you took my virginity in my lower back.
Your sacral virginity. Your back button, as Nadav calls it.
My back button.
Your back belly button.
Yeah, your back belly button.
I told her about, I'm like, hey, well, you know, here's the deal. This is it back here if you want to take a look. And she was like, she was one of those kind of ladies that's like, oh, weird, let me look, you know, that kind of thing. And then she just didn't care. She wasn't.
Well, but I made it. It really is looking good. I just examined it before the show. Maybe we can take a picture of it. So.
Sounds dope to me.
But it looks great right now.
Will people have seen the procedure by the time this comes out?
Nadav, explain.
So here's the thing is that if you have watched the live show, then you will have seen
You're putting the procedure in the live show?
Yes, yes we are.
And then, it's made it to that level.
And then a few weeks after that, then we'll release it to the world. But for the first month or so, the live show is the only place you can see it.
I can't believe it's made it to that tier of...
So Josh, congratulations.
Thank you. No, I mean, I am proud of it. I was thinking the whole time, I'm like, who's going to watch this, first of all?
Well, the whole world.
And now it's moved to like...
Center stage.
The upper level, the premier content.
Yes, it has. See?
Damn.
You don't know what we were doing back there, what we were looking at.
I do not.
Yeah, and you can watch too. I mean, it might freak you out a little
bit. I don't think I'm going to.
Okay. So I have not seen the finished product either. I'm going to see it. I will have seen it on the live show. So, all right. So what's going on with you? What kind of things coming up? And
well, I am still streaming on Twitch, twitch.tv/Josh_Potter.
Why Twitch?
Because I play video games while I stream, and that's where you do that.
Because the Twitch audience, I have trouble relating to, I must say.
Well, they're children mostly, but there are a lot of your mom's house fans there as well.
I like them because they usually have a great sense of humor, but they always go dark. They always go negative.
That's the thing I've learned about Twitch, or I had a fear of Twitch, actually, in the beginning, because I thought it was that. I thought it was, like, Reddit people or, like, QAnon, you know, those troll-type people, 4chans and stuff.
Yeah.
They're actually very pleasant and supportive, to be honest. It's kind of Twitch is very strict about their terms of service and things like that, so the people have been wildly supportive and very nice, actually. So, I don't know if it's, like, a misconception or what?
Well, no, it's not, because I get the trolls. They come on over, but they're funny. I'll give them that. No, they're really funny, and so I encourage them a little bit to try to get them to calm down and keep the funny going, but not the dark.
Yeah, I'm lucky. I mean, mine is all of adult age, because you have to be like 18 or whatever to watch it, or it has a little disclaimer. But
hey, send them over to my stream, because I do a stream every day.
Sure, I'll let them know.
I want more Twitch.
You do it on the Twitch.
I do it on the Twitch. I do it on the Facebook. You can find it at YouTube/Dr. Drew, Facebook/Dr. Drew. I stream every day. It's mostly... It gets a little heavy. I interview some doctors and things like that.
Oh, the dose of Dr.
Yes,
Drew.
Yes, yes.
I didn't know you did that on so many different platforms.
Yes, we restream it everywhere.
Okay, cool.
But it's actually been a really good show. It turned out to be a very, very good show. I think people like it.
That's awesome.
And I interact through the chat. And so I see all the Twitch comments and all that. And I'm happy to bring them on. Once a week we do call-ins too, so they can call in.
All right. Well, I'll let them know on my thing there too. You. But yeah, I'm doing that. And I do have dates in November 17th and 18th. The 17th is Huntsville, Alabama, and the 18th,
Huntsville,
excuse me. I don't want to mispronounce it. I got to learn War Eagle or Roll Tide, too, whichever one is that neck of the woods. But then also Nashville on the 18th at Zanies. So
that'll be cool.
Yeah, and then I'm supposed to get a couple more scheduled here, so we'll see. I mean, things are starting to look like they could happen,
like
so that's very cool.
Something like normal, approximating normal.
Sort of, yeah. Limited capacity, masks, I'm sure, distancing and all that shit, so...
Good times, good.
Yeah.
Anything else we need to review? I feel like there's something else I wanted to talk to you about. Of course, my phone is blowing up right now. It's what's distracting me.
Well, in terms of where we're at as far as the cyst thing goes,
yes, that's what I
want to talk insurance.
About. Yes. So first of all, tell me about that process. Congratulations.
Thank you. No, I mean, it really,
really.
I don't know if
health insurance.
I'm the only
grown up, Josh.
Well, I've had it before. I just never had to buy my own or whatever, so now I did, and here we are, and I don't know how pleased I am with it, to be quite honest.
You got a PPO, that's good.
I did, yeah, because I mean, I just bought whichever one they provided me. But here's the thing I did not know, and that you did not prepare me for. When you make these calls, you make one phone call to try and inquire about some options.
For insurance.
I have gotten...
Oh yeah, now it's coming.
4,000 spam calls a day now.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to cancel it. I want to be like, no more insurance.
There is a app called Robocall. It's like $4 a month. They will take it all out.
Okay. It's just amazing. Is this why more people? Is this the problem with our health insurance in America?
It's an interesting question. I've not heard that complaint before.
More people don't
surprised.
Sign up because they just get bombarded by charlatans in the world, and it makes me nervous because I am so poor at, you know, buying cars. I always feel like I'm going to make the wrong choice. And I'm gonna get bamboozled, or I'm too gullible, or something like that, and it makes me nervous about picking a surgeon, to be quite honest with you.
So we got to talk about that. So you don't know how to pick a surgeon?
No, like it would. And there, people are like, read reviews,
like Yelp reviews.
Like, exactly. Like, Yelp review. I'm supposed to understand, like, Karen gives a shit about, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to read what Tim has to say about some surgeon. I wouldn't take a Yelp review into credence if I was eating at an Olive Garden, let alone at a fucking surgeon, you know?
But people's overall satisfaction is something to take into account. But number one, where did he or she go to medical school? You look at their training.
Oh, my God. There's like a blue book on these guys?
Anybody that has great training will put their training up front.
Okay.
Okay, so medical school, residency.
What's a good one?
There's a lot of good ones out there. Let me evaluate it.
What's a bad one?
Well, I mean, I don't want to speak ill, but you know, if somebody couldn't get into a good school here, they might go elsewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
All right. So
like a overseas or something.
Something like that.
Okay.
But some of those are good. Some of those are good. And where was the residency? And was there a fellowship? And what have their positions been like since then? And are they board certified? These are all things you should look at. And nobody ever does. And we are so happy when you do it, when you look at our actual training.
Okay.
If you actually, you know, this drives me insane when I see people, relationship expert, and you go on their website, and it's like, what is your training? You've had 4 marriages. Is that your training? You need to look at where they went to professional training, what the school was, what the postgraduate education was. That's a residency.
Okay.
Was there a fellowship following that? And then what sorts of positions and board certifications did that person hold?
Okay.
And if they're in a teaching hospital and that kind of thing, all very, very, very good.
So if you see one that's like Kuwait Medical School, you're like, I'm just kind of thinking, maybe.
Okay. I mean, if somebody who then becomes chairman of Department of Surgery at Harvard, I'm like, okay, whatever. You
know. All right. Now, does it have anything on these fact lists about them? Like, this guy's super chill. This guy's like
an
asshole.
Yelp reviews. That's the Yelp
reviews. Oh, that's the Yelp reviews? Yeah. Okay.
So how much can we talk about this thing? So
as
Josh,
long as you want. I don't know.
We've talked about it before. Josh has this pilonidal cyst.
Yeah.
It became intense. It started spreading.
It exploded out of my back.
It actually fistulated up to his back and created a huge fistula tract.
Like a quado.
Yeah, it was a big mess. And this is what we did the video about when I repaired it. Didn't repair it. I made it heal. But now he needs the whole area out. He needs not that to not happen again. And so that's a big, not a big surgery, but it's something a general surgeon has to do. And so
what are we looking at in terms of recovery and stuff too?
Did I tell you I had this done?
Yes.
Okay. So I had it done when I was 18.
Damn.
I had to stay overnight in the hospital for it, which they would not do now. They would not do that. Trust me.
Okay.
And
they're like, cause they're way worse these days.
And I was done like on a Wednesday, and on Saturday I went to a college football game.
Oh, dope. Okay.
And I hemorrhaged.
Yeah.
I was like, what am I sitting on?
Is it because you were...
blood everywhere. It's because I went out too soon. I was... what?
You had like because of the stitches or something?
I did the version where they open it all up and pack it.
Okay.
So it heals from the inside out. Much like what I was just doing with you.
Oh, so for me...
They can open the whole area up.
See, for me, it would have been like I wouldn't have taken care of this and I would have gone to a college football game and it would have hemorrhaged. And I would have been like, it's just my cyst.
Well, it wouldn't have hemorrhaged. It would have pussed.
Yeah, in your case.
It would have exploded all over the place.
Not same thing, but you know.
Is that good, Nadav? You like that?
It's great.
Everyone gets so squeamish.
Is Nadav squeamish over there?
They all get squeamish about your thing. And these are the people that watch snuff
videos. I know. These guys watch legitimate. They're like, this person shitting on their food isn't quite enough.
It's different because there's always a screen between us and whatever we're watching. But actually helping you with your cyst stuff was very, very real.
So because it was right in front of your eyes.
Nadav was my assistant in the whole thing.
So if you saw a person shitting on food right in front of you, it would have a more adverse effect than watching it on a screen?
Well, yeah, because there's also smells now and textures. And,
true, okay.
You know, you're hearing sounds.
Fair.
It was good times. Here's an email. 30-year-old, have only one partner. Same with her. I'm her only partner. I was sitting around 6 inches for whatever reasons. I've grown 3 inches and have way more girth. Wow, at age 30. What's an explanation for this? I'm not complaining. However, my wife has been complaining about being too big. Is this normal? Will it stop growing? I also always had erections that they hurt. In fact, as long as I can remember having erections. Some guys do get that. It's too tense.
He's talking about his penis size, not the height and weight of his physical size.
No, at age 30, he came up to 9 inches.
Huh. Sounds like a humble brag email. He's like, doctor, I got this problem.
Sometimes testosterone can affect penis size sometimes, and his testosterone level's up for some reason. So,
doc, I got this issue. My dick just grew too big. It's so big now, and I don't know what to do.
Anal for the very first time. My boyfriend and I have been together 13 years. We've been spicing up our sex life with toys. He recently bought a butt plug and a silicone lube for me. He wants to do anal, but I had a bad experience with an ex some time ago. My ex and I tried to do anal, but he just rammed his member in. I bled a lot. I cried from the pain.
Who are these fucking loons? I know. I've heard of these stories.
And why do women subject themselves to this? This is the part I get even more confused about.
And they date these people.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you mean subject themselves? I mean, when it happens, you can't... Once it happened, it happened.
But I mean, you would think that they would, rather than... They would immediately pull away from that kind of...
Yeah, that's
opinion.
Not how it's supposed to go.
No, I know. I heard that doing a missionary style is a good starter. Should I start with using plugs to loosen myself up? Yes.
You should just not be with a fucking animal.
Well, she's with a new guy.
Okay.
I'm sure my boyfriend will start to move being slow and not ram it right in. Well, the fact that you had bleeding suggests there might have been a tear or maybe a hemorrhoid. So be very careful. There could be even scarring left behind from that. You don't want to tear things again.
I had a little scratchy poo could go on in there.
What?
One time I had a finger. And the lady's nail, a little scratch action.
With blood?
Yeah.
Congratulations. And
is there any permanent things?
The problem is if you lacerate.
If I shit through the crack.
No, if you lacerate, it can scar and tighten.
Mm.
You see, the scarring pulls it together, and that's when you can tear it again.
But you shouldn't worry about shitting on the wound.
No, you can't help that, right?
Right.
Let me finish with this guy, lady, which is, yes, use the plugs and things like that, but go very, very slow. Use lots of lube. This is birth control detox. Basically, I've been hormones birth control for 7 years, just got out of a 5-year relationship. I don't plan on dating or being sexually active. I've been having anxiety and depression. So I'm asking if getting off birth control would be beneficial or just make my anxiety and depression worse. I cannot make that call for you. Either are possible. It might make it worse. It might make it better. You've got to go see a doctor about that. And you might want to get on something in the transition with some SSRIs or something just to kind of, if there is any destabilization further of your mood, that you can kind of get through that. I think that's what I'd probably recommend. But I'm glad you're getting off the hormones if you don't need them.
Birth control really fucks some people up, huh?
Yes. In fact, I want to make a public service announcement. Doctors do not talk to women enough about the side effects of the high potency progesterones in most birth control pills these days. So the estrogen is sort of what causes all the side effects and the concerns, the breast cancer, all this stuff. So they switched them all over to these progesterones. The progesterones are very powerful. They cause vaginal dryness. I can't tell you how many calls I've gotten, girls saying,
"My pussy's so dry."
No. They say, "I'm allergic to my boyfriend's semen. It burns when he ejaculates."
My vagina's dry.
And it's just a dry, vag. Okay, so atrophic vag.
Wait. So when their pussies get dry, the semen burns it?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's irritated. It's not just dry, it's dry and irritated.
So like,
it's,
if I jizz on my dry skin of my hand, would it burn?
It's not, it's like, imagine if your mouth was, you go
dried out.
Yeah, not just dried out, but you irritated it somehow.
Like, huh. And the semen would make it, like you're eating candy.
Like if you had a cold sore in your mouth, it's that kind of thing.
And you had like a Jolly Rancher.
Yeah, it's that kind of thing. So vaginal dryness, low sex drive. Changes in moods. Now, some women, actually their sex drive goes up and they have improved orgasmic function. Other women, most women, it goes down. And at about 20% of women, sometimes that never comes back.
Wow.
So it really is important to pay attention to those side effects if you're getting them. And no one ever tells you about them.
And then does that just mean different birth control, or does that mean like birth control?
It can mean either. It can mean, it's hard to tell. Yeah. It means watching the potency of the progesterone more than anything else. So I promised I was going to put the septic tank follow-off until today to bring to you, Josh.
Oh, there's a follow-up, eh?
Yes, there seems to be.
Huh, I wonder what it is. Did he get out?
Which is really an interesting question.
Was that the follow-up? I mean, like, what could it be?
Well, it's very interesting that you ask. We have two different things to show you.
Let me guess,
you.
He found another one.
Well, it's a different septic fanatic. It's actually two different septic fanatics.
Oh my God, you mean this is a thing?
One that
we found.
That means
this is a thing.
And
think about
actually,
that, Josh.
And Drew, and one that that Duncan Trussell found for us.
Okay.
Hmm. Well, people go spelunking and things like that. They go rock climbing. They have hobbies like that.
It's a thing.
New extreme sport.
Yeah. I like that.
I'm waiting for it to be acknowledged in the X Games, to be quite honest with you.
Duncan's?
No, so this one's ours. We'll show you Duncan's later because it's a different flavor.
Piglet plays on the dung heap.
Flavor. Ooh, look at that. Uh-oh.
He looks like he's working for the city.
Oh, my God. Somehow the pig mask makes it that much... Oh, jeez.
That just feels like it could be mud, though, you know?
Oh, my God. What's weird to me about this one is that this person is completely covered in plastic, essentially rubber.
Well, you know what bugs me about it, and I'm a little concerned,
oh,
is...
Oh, boy, here he goes.
That jacket makes it look like he's an employee of the town, and he's working at the moment, and
yes,
this is what our tax money's going
yes,
to.
Yes, it does look like that. Now he's in diarrhea, let's be fair. That's diarrhea.
Yeah, well, it's water. I mean, it's like, it might not have been diarrhea when it came out of the human, but it was made into diarrhea.
Uh-oh. That bothers me a little bit. He's going face first into the dung. But he's not doing it with great verve.
No, he's got a mask on, too, which makes me think he's kind of a pussy. Like, take the mask off and put your face in there.
Well, this doesn't bother me as much as the other guy who didn't feel as hermetically sealed. Well, this guy seems sealed off from the world he's swimming in.
That's true.
This next one's going to get you.
And great.
But may I say also, the last guy, it was a context thing. You could tell he was in a septic tank of shit. This looks like this guy is playing on a... It looks like he's just making mud pies like a kid.
It could be.
You know what I mean?
Your brain can delude yourself.
My brain isn't going
but
to shit.
Stop.
This guy looks cool.
Hold on a second. But the other thing about that, there's something almost funny about the way he sits in it and stuff. It's a little comedic feeling.
Right.
So that's a bit of a relief.
Now, and again, it makes me feel like it's part of his job, and we're watching him have folly on the clock, and I don't like that.
Exactly.
Waste.
All right.
Government
so speaking
waste.
Of waste, what's going on here? Uh-oh. Oh, this is bad. This is bad. You're laughing at it. This is manure tank, they call this.
Oh, my God.
Who's Mark Martin? And this is from Duncan Trussell?
Yeah, Duncan found this, and he decided to share it with us.
I appreciate his largesse.
I like him the best, this guy. Not all of them.
Oh
He's
my
the
God.
Coolest one.
Oh, now he's humping them.
Yeah, he's literally... The other one, when it was going, like, when he had his legs spread, it was like when a woman has, like, the shower head and she's trying to get off, you know?
Yeah, but this guy... The other guy, I don't think, would have thought of humping. This guy's thought of this.
And that's why he's the best one.
Yes. This guy... This occurs to him.
He has a boner this whole fucking time.
He is... Oh, he's going to show us, too. Oh,
yeah, there
Jesus.
You go. Look at... See, I told you he had a boner.
What the hell, dude?
He's jizzing now.
No. No.
He needs the shit on his jizz, on his dick, I mean. There, he's jerking his dick off, yeah.
I know.
I told you. Oh, he's using the shit as lube. This guy is a fucking innovator.
The right
button. I don't know why he wants his head in there, but I want him to fuck the hole.
It's too big. Well, here you go.
But yeah,
turned it off. Look at that. He can turn it off at any time.
That's nice. He's, look at, now this is like, he's going to light a cigarette. He's like, this is his afterglow.
So, Drew, which one of those is medically worse for you?
I thought Duncan was my friend. I'm just contemplating that.
That's right up Duncan's alley. That guy was all about love and stuff.
Yeah, he was a punk. Yeah, the latter guy without any protective gear, I'm going to say that's our...
Not only was he not protected, he also had an erection.
I know. He was able to... Listen.
And that wasn't protected either. He didn't put anything on that.
And even if that was acting and is able... Just the fact that he was able to muster an erection...
Right.
That's a tell.
Exactly, dude. I mean, Jesus. I can't even sometimes in the most elite sort of situations, let alone. Did you notice when you prepped that clip, did he wear a condom on his dick? Was he safe about his dick getting, like, shit in its hole?
I don't think that would make any difference.
Okay.
I don't think that the pouring the shit over his head is really where the problems get going.
What if he did? What if that's where he drew the line? He's like, I put a condom on my dick.
Yeah, I draw the line there. Then I would know exactly how... distorted his thinking is.
He was fun though. I mean, he was like,
he was into it,
getting it up his ass and shit. He liked it. He was putting shit back up in his ass.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Yes, he was.
Like where it comes from, you know,
right.
Like,
he wanted it to go back.
Yeah.
Yes, he wanted to. But he is exposing himself to answer Nadav's question to the oral fecal contamination route for illness. So hepatitis and Shigella and all those good bacterial ailments can get right into your body and have at you. Amoeba.
If he laid under that pipe like yogurt land, you know, where you could go like,
Yeah.
What do you think he get? How long before you get like real sick? Like if he was just like guzzling.
It depends what's in there.
Mm. Right? It depends on the shit, huh?
And he would vomit pretty quick because your body is designed to kick that shit.
I don't know. That guy was up in that crap.
I think it would still kick it back. I think it would kick it back. But now I know why you're one of the loved members of this team here. You're taking things from bad to just insanely bad.
So, am I? So, these are just the questions that are conjuring.
You're
from...
just curious. I know you're just curious. I'm just saying that's...
He is fun though. That guy. The first guy was like, I was a little pissed off at. I don't like where my government money's going.
No, this guy's cool. Strictly cool.
Yeah.
Conspiracy dad boner. Can we see what's going on there?
Oh, wow. That's a fun lane.
You know?
Well, I know what a dad boner lane is, and to add conspiracy theorists to it is even more entertaining.
No.
Oh, it's this guy. Okay.
This is the logo which the Vatican is promoting to announce the Pope's visit to the United States. And at first glance, you might think that this was a family logo.
Pause it. Can I guess? This is what he's going to do. He's going to say, as you can see here... the P and the Alpha is for pedophilia, and the bell symbolizes demonic. You know, he's going to go into one of those right now.
He's got a cross on his chest. He looks very priestly. He's got a little modern art in the background.
No, this is all going to be about child sex trafficking.
And we're not going to pull back. Is he not going to have pants or something?
No, this is just him going to take a perfectly innocent. Church meeting, it looks like.
Okay.
World meeting of families, and he's going to turn it into a cabal of pedophiles. Here we go.
A normal marriage between a man and a woman. However, there is a hidden agenda in this logo to promote the gay agenda.
Oh, my bad. It was gays, not pedophiles. Oops.
That's because this image actually shows two men and their relationship is a sexual one and not one of holy matrimony. The two figures are actually in a masculine shape. They are wider at the shoulders, the upper part of the body, and they taper down, just like a man.
Uh-huh.
What must it be like to look at the world this way? This is really, I mean, I'm just actually kind of disturbed.
Well, it's, what it is...
Forget his hate, his homophobia and all that stuff. That's disturbing enough. But to be looking for weird...
It's a shame that...
to be disturbed about.
It's a shame that he is so homophobic that he fears himself because he's seeing... He doesn't realize he's seeing all these
gay images because he is
so horny for fucking dudes.
Right.
He is so gay that he is seeing gay shit in everything that doesn't even have gay
shit.
That
could be true.
Exactly what's going on.
Ugh.
There is no indication that the figure on the left is a woman, even though it is shorter.
I checked her details, and she has no vagina, and I checked for a penis very thoroughly.
Is he going to make that... What's implied in this image is sort of a child being shared or maybe passed between two people. That's what's implied, right?
Well, I think what the photo is to describe it to people that are listening, it's a shape of a bell with a cross at the top like you would see on a church banner. And inside of the bell is like barely like stick figures
like,
almost.
Like an upside down exclamation point.
Yeah, of human beings. And he's... Yeah. Discerning the fact that there's no woman in this.
You could easily look at it and go, oh, there's a family of some type here.
Yeah.
And maybe a shared child that's...
You know what a normal person would do? They would look at that sign and they wouldn't even register what it was. They would continue about their day.
That's my point. The fact that he's thinking about these things, he's that homophobic, is so distressing.
People wouldn't even acknowledge this sign enough to go to this event,
Sure.
And if you look at ordinary logos of men and women, for example.
Oh my God! The restroom sign.
You'll see that the female
always has a dress.
Oh my God!
Distinguish the female from the male.
Oh my God! What is going on?
However,
this man's got to be a mass murderer or something.
Like when he sees a woman in public, she's like, she's wearing pants. She must have a cock. I totally want to suck it secretly, but I'm not going to. That's the devil. That's the devil. When a woman wears her pants, that's the devil telling us.
It scares me this guy's going to come and sue us. He seems like that kind of person.
What?
Yes.
Well,
however,
he's got to send a cease and desist.
In the Vatican logo, there is no distinguishing between the male and the female. In fact, they are both male. And also the two children on either side. What are they? Are they boys or girls? They are wider at the top. They taper to the bottom. And therefore, they also are males.
Can you imagine what this guy's comment?
All the figures in this logo are male.
Can you imagine what this guy's commentary would be about?
I thought you said, can you imagine this guy coming? I swear to God, I thought he just said that.
I cannot, nor would I like to. But can you imagine his commentary on gender, where his head would go? I mean, I can't even imagine what he'd be saying.
What is that between them? Is that a baby? Well, obviously, no, it can't be a baby.
Can't?
That is, in fact, a hidden phallic symbol.
I knew it. It was going to be a penis.
Here is an image of gay marriage, and in fact, gay sex.
Is this a comedy? Is he kidding?
No, I love
it.
Oh, I love that he's not kidding. He's so gay, this poor man. He wants to get fucked by a guy so bad, and he's just never going to be able
to. Here is where Satan is hiding himself as an angel of light.
I see. You look
at that image, and you think it is a family image. It is not.
It's an
orgy. It is a satanic logo promoting gay marriage.
If it was that, I think it'd be a pretty cool logo.
It would be, by the way.
Yeah.
I can't. He exhausts me. I can't. Is there more? I hope not.
No, good timing because that was the last clip.
No, this guy, he makes videos like this all the time, I guess. And I'm fascinated by how gay he is and how he won't let himself. Don't you just want to have those guys just be like, hey, man, just give yourself like 2 days to be as gay as you can, and then I bet you you'll be like, you know what, that YouTube channel I have, I don't need to do that anymore.
I feel bad for everyone involved with that particular video. Here, let's speaking of gender. Let's do some gender email.
Boy.
I'm a straight male, polyamorous, astral gender. I don't know what
hell
that
yeah
is.
That means he's into space shit. He's like, I'm from Mars and shit,
non-binary,
right?
Recently stumbled across what's known as tranny porn. It disgusted me at first, but I ended up becoming a deep fetish. I have a girlfriend who I've been happy with for many years, but it started to become an issue. I've never had any gay thoughts, but recently have been more and more aroused by transsexual porn to a degree where I prefer it over regular porn. I don't identify as gay. I have zero attraction to regular-looking males. I'm only attracted to transsexual women, meaning C's with D's, essentially, is what he likes, right? That are effeminate. I'm still attracted to my girlfriend, but hate keeping the secret. is this normal? I perhaps think the sign of a hedonic treadmill of porn. And yes, you are on the, that's exactly correct, James. So what do you, you want to comment before I get into it?
I don't even know what he just said. I mean,
he's getting upset that he's watching a lot of transgender.
I glassed over after the ninth adjective to describe what he is. And if someone introduced themselves to me and said that they were all those things, I'd just go, cool. That's cool.
But he's, I know, exactly.
I don't need to, you know.
But he's exactly right. He's on what's called the hedonic treadmill.
He just likes fucking a lot of people, right?
No. He likes his girlfriend, but he's upset that it's starting to decrease his sexual desire for his girlfriend, all this stimulation he's getting from transgender porn.
Right.
So I think he's liking, it seems like he's talking about highly effeminate, highly female, non-surgical transgender females. It's such a fetish that he's preoccupied with it, and he's sort of losing his mojo for the real deal.
I'd imagine. I mean,
people get erectile dysfunction from any of these hedonic treadmills they get on with porn. You have to go cold jerky.
The way you just described his thing, the thing that he's like into, I went.
Nadav
like,
got it. Thank
I'm trying.
You.
I'm trying to
thank
go like,
you. Josh isn't listening to me anymore.
I'm trying to figure out the math here.
Just said he needs to go cold jerky. He needs to stop jerking off. He needs to stop the porn. He needs to go cold turkey.
You were like, well, he's into these. And then you named like a certain faction of society that he's into. And I was trying to go like, oh, what's that? And then gone.
Okay. And so, but the point is what guys do is that get porn addicted is they'll go into more and more sort of things that are more fetishized and more stimulating, more arousing.
Niche.
Yeah. And it can put them off the track in terms of their normal chi.
Astral gender, though.
I don't know what that is. Look that up for me.
Yeah, I wanted to ask if we could look it up because I only know it as like, what is it? You're Ziggy Stardust, right? Like you're just.
Is that astral gender?
Yeah, because I thought that's what you meant. Like you're space gendered. Like you're part of the.
Do you have it, Adam?
The cosmic, the cosmos.
Astral. I want to learn something.
Like I'm into NASA stuff. I love Apollo 13. Does that make me astral
gender? Comes right up. Xenogender, non-binary wiki.
Yeah, it's someone that just identifies as an astral being from out of this world.
So they're like a moon or a star.
It isn't defined as either female or male, but other kinds of ideas that most people don't think of having to do with gender.
I wonder if it can be fluid within celestial things. Like, can it be a planet one day? Now I'm a moon, and now I'm an asteroid.
I do you get it?
Do I get it? No, I'm clearly over here floundering.
Well, yeah, because Tom came out as astral gendered.
Tom Segura.
Yeah, 4 or 5 years ago, he was doing some morning press, and he came out as a gender from outer space. And it confused everyone on the show, too, but, I mean, it is real, it does exist, and we should stop making fun of it.
A gender experience that is derived from or the embodiment of an aesthetic. There are many different considered umbrella terms, xenogender. I still don't. Gender is an interpretation. This is alien gender, which is different. Interpretation of a gender or genders from a non-human perspective.
I'm telling you, Ziggy Stardust is astrogender. That's like the whole thing, like the whole David Bowie.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
It's based off that.
The gender rabbit holes I go down once in a while, and there are literally about 40 different kinds of genders under this one Wikipedia. And I just go, whoa, okay. I accept however you identify.
Right.
Give me a male virginity video.
Ooh.
Oh, we have TikToks too. Good.
Hello, Adam Scott Liebert here. I'm here to talk to you about male virginity. No matter what society says, it is just as precious as female virginity. Hold on to it. You're going to find a woman, you fall in love, and you're going to wish you'd given everything to her. You're going to absolutely regret everything you did when you slept around and didn't think of anybody else.
Oh, wait. Did you just say slap her around?
No, slept around.
Oh, okay.
And did he say he had been sleeping around or anybody who would sleep around? I don't get it. Anyway, keep going. Finish me off.
It is worthwhile. It is precious. Do not give it away. Save it for the woman you love, and you're going to be happier, and you're going to feel like you give something great to the woman who gives you everything and loves you just much or more. It is absolutely precious. You do not listen to society. You do not need to sleep around.
All right. Got it.
Dude.
Trust me. Y'all take care. I'm Scott Langford out.
This is a guy, like, if you get to the bus stop a couple minutes too early And he's there, and he asks, like, you got a cigarette? Oh. And then you give him one. And then he starts, he's like, I'm actually from the Kodak fortune family. And then he goes on and on about stuff like that.
I feel like you have these conversations that bust up.
A little too often.
Oh.
But so, doesn't he have that energy where it's just like,
well, here's
oppressive?
The deal. I have heard this from other people that save their virginity for marriage, and mm-hmm. God bless them, and they say it's an important thing, and they have a special experience with it. Cool. He's doing a little too much convincing, it seems to me.
Yeah, he's one of those that's like clearly trying to turn the corner where he's like, no, I chose to be a virgin.
Yes, he's repeating himself over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Let's clear up the palette with some TikTok, shall we? Give me the talks.
Decided.
Uh-oh.
I'm divorcing Rick. He's out there on his boat like an idiot. He has no idea what's about to happen.
Hell
and
yeah.
Guess what, Rick? We're done. Fuck you, Rick. Fuck you, Rick.
Hell yeah.
Way to go, Karen. And
I
Karen.
I love that.
That's hysterical.
I love that. I would be the guy that's in the back and be like, how'd Rick hurt you, baby? Fuck Rick.
Come with me.
Yeah, fuck Rick. Let's get out of here.
You know what's weird about that? I think a lot of men would react that way.
I'd be like, you know what? It's disrespectful. Rick's out there on that boat while you're all the way over here. He's leaving this pretty lady over here by himself.
Women out there, if you want to know the difference between men and women, this is an interesting point. Because what you would expect most human beings to go, hey, I feel bad for Rick. Poor guy's finding out this is terrible for
Rick.
Nah,
he did something.
Most guys go, oh, good. Come with me.
I can already rationalize he did something. He's out on his stupid boat. He's probably an asshole. He's out there and she's over there on the beach. I'd be like, what a disrespectful piece of shit.
Yeah, she does need somebody better like Josh.
Yeah, he doesn't even take you out on the boat. What is he doing? We're leaving you here on the shore.
That's right.
I got a boat, baby. Let's go.
All right, here we go.
Jesus is going to take the Christians off the face of the earth.
Uh-oh.
In 3 weeks on the Feast of Trumpets. And the dumb people
the
that
Feast
have never
Trump?
Invested in God's
Trumpets.
Word are going to be left behind to go through the Great Tribulation. In the Great Tribulation, people in America are going to be killing each other to take their property and their homes. Money will be worth nothing. Donald Trump will not be in the White House because he's a Christian. He has Christians pray for him on a regular basis. If y'all had any sense, you'd be home watching the Republican National Convention to save this, the best country in the world, the best, most prosperous continent. Okay, now it has been wrong to call African-Americans African-Americans.
Oh, my
like,
God. Here
why
we go.
We
I
want to
be. I
want to
just fall into the traffic behind her.
Longer than I have. My great-grandfather came and he was...
Hit her. Just hit her with a car.
Yes.
Damn it. Oh. Hit her.
Oh, my God.
I mean, like, just take two steps backwards.
Why is this the Republican version of crazy? It's always the same, right?
I mean, I think that it's kind of one of those horseshoe things where they meet in the middle. Because I've heard some people that are
on the left too.
Yeah, where they're like, you know.
Well, she also reminds me of one of your bus stop people, isn't she?
No, she's 100% the bus stop people.
Yeah, right.
I didn't even know what side she was on because at first she's like, the Christians are all going to die.
Yeah,
and then
I
she's
thought,
like,
Donald
Trump's not going to be in the White House,
right.
But you should be watching the convention. So I don't even know what side of the aisle she's on. You know,
this is
she one of those undecided voters?
I was
going to
say this is the voting public. Yeah. This is what scares me. This is what's out there, buddy. Oh, he's a cool guy.
Is that Dean Del Rey?
That's a cool guy either way.
Look, I don't give a fuck about TikTok. Do you understand that? Take your 5 fucking messages you message me a day and shove it up your punk ass, worthless American TikTok workers ass.
American.
Huh.
Well, he threw American in there, which kind of threw me off the scent a little bit. And he doesn't have the cool guy eye. I would expect him to have the cool guy eye.
Which is the eye?
The drifting eye. That's a cool guy thing.
Oh, okay.
They all have that. They don't necessarily have the teeth that a cool guy has in.
Could his glasses be
obscuring it?
Fixing it.
Yes, fixing or obscuring it. That's true.
He's got the sig. I always love the sig in the video.
Yeah.
that's
a nice
my
touch.
Favorite. I try to do that myself, you know.
What
make
else? Is there more
cool.
to him? Oh,
I like that he's laying down. Who's he talking to? He's like, he's got 5 messages in his inbox.
And
big
that freaks
deal.
Him out. That
he's like, stop fucking spamming me, Larry. Yeah, who's all he right. talking to?
I
can you
know.
Get messages on TikTok? How does it work like that?
I think there's like a message.
The DM
thing.
Center?
Yeah, like a DM
okay.
thing, right. All right, here we go.
I have a very serious question for white people. Please do not cancel me. I don't have enough followers for that. And I'm not trying to make my life hard. This is a genuine, genuine question. There is no malice. I'm not here to make fun of nobody.
I like
a genuine, genuine question.
Here you go.
And I guess this is also for like black people who don't live in the South as well. So my entire life, I have noticed and black people that I come into contact with have noticed that there is a very distinct smell to white people whenever they're wet.
Huh.
I can't describe to you what the smell is just because like That's what it's called, wet white people. Huh. Like peaches smell like peaches, pomegranate smells like pomegranate, wet white people smell like wet white people. So my question is, for white people, do black people have a specific smell to us?
You don't want to ask that question, pal.
And then for black people who don't live in the South, do the white people by you, have a specific smell?
Don't ask that question.
I'm just curious because I've noticed it my entire life.
Well, I love it.
I'm finally comfortable and have the space to ask a bunch of people this question.
You're going to regret it.
No, what I like is that he's, I think white people should think about that. You smell to, what's his name? Do you know his name?
Oh, I don't disagree that people should think about the way that they, because as a white girl,
your matted hair pus on the back, that had a smell. It was wet.
100%. I get
that. I'm sure you, and white people are hairy.
This isn't my.
Wait. White people are hairy. I think it's a hair smell. It's like, right?
100%.
So you must be the poster child for that. We should. Like maybe expose you to this gentleman and say, oh, now here's
I'd love for come on and smell me, bro. Although if you're not unless he's gonna smell my fucking pus. No,
I cleared that up.
That's smell my bad. Fucking. I've had mouths on my asshole. I'm fine. Bring it on.
But what is that smell? Do you think? It's sort of musty. It's like a wet dog smell.
I get
right?
what he's saying. Yes, and
wet dog smell. Like Segura would have it. Segura's
everybody,
hairy.
Every guy that just if they don't shower and they just
no,
sweat
every guy
a bunch,
that's
right?
hairy. It's a hair thing.
Okay,
white people get hairy.
But here's my point to him. In that, he can ask me.
I'd ask him. Do women have it?
Yeah,
because I don't think they do.
I bet he can. Yeah, but my point is though, he is talking about racially. Can he ask that question? As a white guy, I wouldn't care if a black guy asked me that question.
Mm.
Now, vice versa, you're gonna get if he went to some certain white people and were like, "Do black people smell different?" You'd get a diatribe of nonsense. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yes,
it's. Actually one of those things that's completely racist, you know what
yes,
I mean? So
yes, yes.
I don't know if he wants to open that can of worms.
I like the way he's turned it. I like his version of it.
I get it though, you're right, but I don't know, is that like okay, so like you're saying hairless white people don't have this smell?
I'm gonna guess that's the main smell he's smelling. I'm gonna guess.
I would like to ask.
There's a lot of
that.
Bacteria live in the hair and stuff, and you wet them and it has a different scent to it.
I wonder if you asked him,
I'm gonna
if
pay
a hairless
attention to
white
that.
Person if he would.
I'd start with women. Do women have it?
Okay.
Yeah, so the white women, I imagine, don't have it. Here we go. Oh, wow. Why does he have a...
He's dead.
Hey! Okay?
She woke up and realized she was in space.
Oh, my God.
She passed out in the middle of skydiving, and then she came to in the air.
That's
pretty
fun.
Good. That's
I want to
one.
Do... I wish there was a way you could do that to people where you could, like... That was, like, a service that a parachute company provided where you could, like, I don't know, give someone a coma for a couple of hours, and then you take them up, and then you wake them up and be like, it's a girl. And then they're like, you know what I mean? Or whatever. You surprise them with
Josh, news. Keep using that mind for good, please.
Yeah.
Let's get a voice message. Here we go.
What's up, Drew? This is David out here in L.A. So I was curious why it is that the amount I produce when I ejaculate is different depending on how into the person I am.
Ah,
if I'm more attractive, I end up producing more.
Yeah.
And the kicker is that if I'm really into somebody as a person, I could produce up to 3 times as much.
Right. Okay.
And side note, I also found that it's the same thing with porn. When I'm masturbating, I produce more if I'm into the certain style of porn that I'm watching. If you could answer this, that'd be great. Appreciate it.
So.
Keep my insight.
Yeah, buddy. So for some people, it the level of stimulation does correlate with the amount of fluid your prostate is putting out.
Cool.
Think about it this way. This is the way I help people understand it. You have other body secretions that will accelerate in response to stimulation.
Mm.
Like if you sit down in front of a good steak, what happens?
I was just going to say that. You'd get drooly.
Much more saliva than if you're sitting down in front of a corn on the cob or something.
Right.
There, certain things stimulate fluid production. And we don't question women produce fluid when they're aroused, and when they're very aroused, they produce
sure
more fluid
do.
Sometimes. And men, it's very similar things. So they're good. Good question. Good voice.
No stimulant produces blood, though, right?
Nothing that produces like you to put out blood or to
like
create to increase your blood volume.
Well, I guess like to secrete it. You know what I mean?
No, we don't secrete blood.
Whatever.
No, we don't blood. We don't put out. Here we go. No voice.
Kind of right.
Question for you. So I'm a 31-year-old, like, healthy guy, no real issues to speak of.
A couple of years back, I had an issue of, I guess you'd call it performance anxiety. Just couldn't really, you know, keep it, couldn't keep it high and tight, if you will. So to get over it, I got some of those gas station pills, you know?
Hell yeah.
And really kind of cured me. Thing is, now, it's been a couple of years, I don't use them regularly, but when I don't use them, I'm just not satisfied with how hard everything is down there. And I was just wondering if there's any kind of health, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, is there for, side effects to those?
Recreationally, I mean, just taking these things.
I mean, if you use a lot of them, yes.
What's a lot?
I mean, more than what's recommended.
Oh, sure, sure.
But if you're using recommended, it's no big deal.
What's in those?
Things like Yohimbe and things like that.
What's that?
Used to be things we use for erectile performance. So I think it's from a tree bark or something. But
so
it
it's like natural.
Kind of. There's usually other, I mean, none of it's natural, let's be fair. They're just chemicals that do this, but why not get a real prescription for, you know, a small dose of
Viagra? Well, sometimes, here's the thing. I'll tell you the mindset of a guy who gets one of these.
Okay.
Gas station.
Please
pills.
Tell us. Tell us what someone who buys these things might be thinking.
Well, you see, a prescription is something that's like, what's the word? Presumptive.
Well, you can get it from Roman and hymns and all kind of stuff these days. You can do it, you know,
of course,
online.
Again, it's presumptive, though. It's a volume thing. So you're like, I don't know that I'm going to need a Roman or a hymns. I'm going to
it's a threshold. It's like if you're going all the way to getting a prescription, you must have a problem.
No, not that at all. That's not even it for me whatsoever.
Tell me. Oh, you?
I don't care
about you?
I mean,
not just
the guy.
The guy going to a grass
whatever.
Station.
Whatever. I mean,
yes.
I'm just for instance.
Yes, yes.
No, what I'm saying is it's not about the issue itself. It's about the presumption of how much sex am I going to have. To get a whole bottle of fucking shit, you're like, well, I don't know that I'm going to go plow through these.
But
when you have an instance arise out of nowhere, you're kind of like, shit. And then you go, you're like, where can I go? And all of a sudden you're buying a
Rhino pill. Ready to hand. Ready at hand.
Exactly.
And I would say plan ahead and get like, you know, 4 or 5 Viagra pills and have those around. I mean, why not use something that we know is safe and effective and really works? And
I'd love to have one of those real ones because those other ones are fucking, I mean, the next day you're like, something wrong with me?
Well, you go take care of that back belly button and maybe we'll
get. Can I get with my new insurance? Can I get Viagra?
Yeah.
Holy hell. Yeah.
Well, they probably don't cover it.
Even if you don't have erectile dysfunction, do you just lie and just be like, my dick's not working?
No, if you say that.
Do they test it? Is what I'm asking?
No, it's performance anxiety. It's a way to help guys with that.
And they're not like, all right, well, we're going to have to test your boners.
No. Just a small amount, too. You just use a small amount for occasional use. Voice message. Want more?
Hey, Dr. Drew. My name's Michael, 35, from Texas. I've seen y'all periodically on the show talk about fisting and the curve there, you know, and making the curve. And I'm actually a fan of a lady named Hot Kiki Joe on the adult website that can take an arm all the way pretty much to the bottom of the rib cage and the fister pretty much all past the elbow almost to the shoulder. That's definitely making the curve, either that or she's a voodoo or something. Obviously it's possible, but how is it possible? And is it dangerous? And I implore y'all to give her a look. Let's see on the internet. Her name is Hot Kiki Joe. That's about it. I love the show. Keep it high and tight.
Show me Hot Kiki Joe.
We discussed fisting that way last time I was on,
did.
You recall?
Yes,
and I had so many messages, not about this particular individual, but just that they've seen it done.
Yes.
And my response to those folk was always like, sure, it's not impossible, but the average person can't do this type
correct.
Of thing. I mean, this is like...
Correct. But you're having to...
What's the show that Bert's about to be on TV where they're like have guys putting like hooks in their fucking nipples and shit and then they're
really?
Lifting cars and stuff?
Jesus.
Like, that's the kind of freak show shit.
Yeah,
this woman should go on that show.
Yeah,
that
it's freaky
doing.
Stuff. And probably what they're doing is so they're getting up and then they're making the curve and then they're getting across and they're dragging everything up with them.
Cool.
So the sigmoid colon gets pushed up.
Do they touch their
around
food
a little bit?
They're that high, are they like touching their food and
no,
shit?
No, it's all
there?
Just shit.
It's their shit, but it's like.
No, it's just shit. That's the end of the
but
that
they're
last,
getting up there so high that they're feeling
no,
like where the shit's hanging out.
They may feel the spleen by reaching all the way up there.
Oh
but,
my god!
But the left side is just, it's the last third of the colon. That's still just stool.
So they feel their own spleen. That's like some shit that only doctors usually do, right? Like,
we don't feel spleen
we're
from
not
the
supposed to touch
not from
it.
The colon. We don't. They might hit a kidney too along the way there.
But they can touch it with their hands?
No, you're outside the body.
Oh yeah, you're in the hole. Yeah.
But you could feel, you could reach like, as far as
that's my kidney there.
Palpating it, right.
Ah, like when you put a finger in a girl's bee hole and you can feel your dick inside of her vagina.
Yes.
Right? I was right.
I have to think hard to follow you, Josh. But yes.
Thank you.
Yes. It's exactly. You can palpate the penis from the rectum.
I did it. I figured it out.
Oh, I'm so proud. Anyway, more voice message.
Yeah, just trying to make it palatable for the layman out there. You know?
I get it. No, you ask great questions. You're always thinking.
Hey, Daddy. Hey, Mommy. Love the show, guys. I am a seemingly normal chomo from Colorado, except for one dirty little secret. Mm-hmm. I like to pick my scabs and eat them. Mm. I've always liked to do this, ever as far back as I can remember. I like the taste of the scab in my mouth, and I like the feeling of picking them.
Yeah.
I even go so far as to, if I see scabs on my wife or somebody,
ooh,
I feel like I want to pick that scab too.
But you don't.
I think I'm just hopelessly tick-tocked, but I wanted to get your guys' input on that and get some help. All right, love you guys, and for all you children out there that like to pick your scabs, don't do it. It's bad.
Okay. Look it up. It's got a name, but just put pick scab and eating.
He's got a wife, got so a what is he complaining about?
No, he's doing fine. Yeah. And the fact that he can control it, picking scabs and eating them, look, it comes right up.
I don't
have
a thing with scabs and eating them, but...
Dermatotillomania, yeah. It goes in with the skin picking.
I definitely have, I have the skin picking. Like, I bite my cuticles like crazy. Like, I'll go into, like, what I describe as a K-hole almost, where I'll just be ripping at my cuticles until they bleed.
Dermatotillomania. Oh, it's a common thing. It's an OCD thing. It is, again, all these sort of OCD type syndromes are very difficult to treat, but as long as you can control them and live with them, it's not that big a deal. And eating your own scab is not going to hurt anything. It's just going to cause scarring where you pick them off. That's the problem.
Eat them up, baby. Whatever gives you joy.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Let your wife, I mean, shit, if you're his wife, shouldn't you just be like, hey, babe, like night, like, you know, it's his birthday or something, and be like, I got this shit from gardening earlier if you want to rip it off.
I think she might think of him differently after that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Be careful, Josh, what you ask to do to your partners.
Okay.
They might think otherwise.
I thought if they loved me, they would be okay with us.
Like palpating your penis from...
That's fun.
Anterior.
Be like, I remember the first time I did that, I was like, I can feel my penis right now.
Yeah.
This is cool. And I said that, and she was like, uh-huh. Me too.
You're such a romantic.
And sometimes during sex, I do get like to the point where I'm like I'm astonished, where I'm just like, wow.
At
I say
what?
Things like that. Just that, like that time I fisted that lady, I was just like, look at this right here. This is something. Like I'm seeing a comet or something.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. So sometimes a girl will do something. I'll go, hey, look at you.
You're just a romantic. Let's hear another voice message.
Hey, everybody. This is Daniel. I had a question. I have a very dark blue purplish vein that goes along my sac, my testicles. And I don't know how long it's been there. I'm 39 now, but it wasn't there in my 20s. Also, my balls hang very, very low.
Good
they
times.
Tend to even dip in the toilet water sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know if either of those two things are related or if either of those are symptoms of something else. Anything you can let me know about either of those would be great.
All right. I think what you're describing is something called a varicocele. Show me varicoceles, which are just sort of clusters of vessels in the testicle. They're not that uncommon. It's not that big.
You got to own it, and you got to make girls curious to see it. And then they'll be like, let me see that vein I hear all about. And then they get to show them your balls.
Let's see. There's no really good pictures of it, are there? Yeah, you see it right there, those sort of clusters of veins up there.
You make it a legend.
And you see how it's sort of in the back there, sort of goes in the back side, right?
So so it's not visible, you don't think?
I mean,
it's visible
be.
Enough for him to see it, apparently.
Well, you see the drawing on the lower right there? That's kind of what it looks like. It can kind of be bluish sometimes. So there you go. Varicocele, no big deal.
I say you spin the PR and you make ladies curious about it.
Yeah. Do a Josh on her.
Yeah.
So look at you. That's an interesting thing to say to somebody.
Uh-huh.
How do they respond when you say that?
In terms of what?
Are they?
I don't have a crazy vein. I was just trying to help them.
When you say that to somebody else, is that a? Do they take it as like a badge of?
Can't say it to somebody. It's got to go word of mouth. It's like any sort of great advertising or anything that goes viral. It has to be. You have to kind of like get the word out to your buddies.
A minute. Look at you. You say sometimes to people, you go, "Look at you." When they're
Sorry. Yes.
Yes, and I'm wondering how your partners receive that. Are they proud of themselves? Like, look at I made that. I made my partner astonished.
Some of them kind of like just don't acknowledge it, and some of them kind of like they're like, yeah, and then we go about our business.
So,
because I've not really had any adverse.
Look
reactions.
At you. To me, strikes me as a very interesting kind of a kind of a acknowledgement of a partner.
They try not to get. Taken from the moments, they're like, yeah, you like that, or whatever.
So what's packed into look at you is sort
for
of
me. That's me like going like, wowie,
good for you.
Yeah, like holy hell. I mean, good job.
Right, good job. It's sort of a good job. And I'm wondering if what I'm wondering is if your partners take it that way.
I think they do.
Or if they just go, like what?
I think they do. They're like, what do you? Some of them giggle or whatever. Like, what do you mean? And you're like, you're just blowing my mind right now with this nonsense.
See? Look at you.
Or when I say like, I can feel my dick with my thumb.
Look at you.
Isn't that cool? And then they're like, they're trying to deal with, being filled up. So they're probably not really worried about what I'm coming, I'm learning about myself.
They're just trying to figure out how to make Josh come.
Yeah. Which is we're figuring it out, by the way. I think I'm getting closer.
What?
I'm telling you. I think I've got a couple theories. Need a little couple more experiments and
let us in on this and we'll update soon enough.
Yeah, I mean it's nothing I can really articulate with words yet, but I think I kind of know what I'm like gaming for here.
In terms of the space your mind has to be in, or in terms of the
a little bit of both
kind of stimulation you
like
need,
what's going on physically and where I need my brain to be. Yes,
and the kind of person you need to be with, or anything like that. Is that the stimulus need to be?
Yes, perhaps sexually. It doesn't necessarily have to be. You know what's weird? Okay, so like this is kind of bringing down the fourth wall a little bit. But in like doing these make Josh come one night stand sort of situations that have occurred, they've been all very fantastic. And I'm actually very pleasantly surprised by how cool these women are.
Okay.
Like, and I don't mean that in cool in terms of the lexicon in which we've created.
Not cool.
I mean,
guys.
Like, legitimately chill and like
chill, not cool.
Cool people to spend time with.
Chill, not cool.
Yes, chill. So like, once it's over, I kind of go like, wouldn't that be neat to like have forever?
To be able,
you know what I mean?
Oh,
but like,
so
not necessarily with those people.
So
but
they're
I'm
succeeding.
Saying, like, yeah, they're like, it's making you go like, wouldn't that be neat to like have a person be that chill that you want to see again. But these situations are built that it's like, this is the instance and then we go about our business.
And are they succeeding?
And no.
They're not succeeding.
No, but I mean, I could feel it like going.
We're getting close.
I definitely know that I need like repetitive time with a person.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's progress.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll check in again in a few weeks and see how this is going.
Yeah, I give it a couple more than a few. We're in a pandemic; it's a little tough to get laid out.
Yeah,
there.
I guess that's true. We got
surgery, right?
Yes.
How
you
long
do.
Can I? Tell, I can. You went to a college football game right after, like so I could fuck later. Right after, right?
Yes, probably. And what are the experiments you want to do?
Experiments.
You said you want to do some experiments to get the Josh coming quicker.
Oh no! By experiments, I just meant more occasions of
more experience.
Yeah, exactly.
More experience, not just experiments.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Josh. Great job.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for repairing me. By the way, I mean, I feel a million times better, even though I haven't had the procedure yet or whatever.
Oh no, it looks a lot better. It looks a lot.
Yeah,
it was. As you know, I called you during the week. I was worried about this thing. But
yeah.
It's
when were you the most worried about it in its beginning, like when we did the first one, or like just recently
when
you called me?
No, when I packed it deep, when I packed the whole thing.
That big one,
and we saw the extent of the cavity, I thought, oh boy, this needs a surgery. There's not much I can do about this, but maybe I'll get lucky and this technique I'm using will close it up and it will heal and the antibiotics will work. We'll buy some time. And
nice.
That's what happened.
And that's what happened.
And I wasn't sure we had achieved that. And that's why I was sort of calling you, like, is it feel okay? Is this going okay? And you reassured me that we're making progress. So I feel like. And today I've seen it and it looks amazing.
And I'm going to pick out a surgeon now. And how bad can I pick out a surgeon? That's like,
for
what's
this
the
procedure, it's so simple. Anybody that's board certified with good training, you're fine.
But what are the, regular person out there who's got to pick a person, maybe not for this type of surgery, anything, what are really the odds of you picking a fucking botch artist? Do you know what I'm saying? Like some hack.
It really depends what the surgical situation is. There are routine surgeries that may sound exotic to you, but to a general surgeon are very routine. Mm-hmm. And any board certified general surgeon can handle it.
Any? Okay. I mean, that's yes. fucking statement.
Board certified. Board certified. Okay. Once you make beach board certification, that's you have just, a certain level of expertise, and that's that.
That's nice to know.
If it is some sort of advanced, you know, pouch, you're building something, or it's a cancer surgery or something, you want to go towards a teaching hospital and see what's going on there. And you can, you know, you can mess things
so
up.
So it's hard to pick someone that's going to fuck you up. Like, you're not going to get some guy you walk in and it's like a back alley deal or
board
whatever.
Certification. Yeah. Just look, always look for board certification. You know, you have a certain level of expertise. It is not easy to get board certified. You have to have lots of training and the testing and all that is, and you have to maintain it. So it's a thing.
What happens? I'm sorry. I know you want to get out of here. I'm asking too many questions about this, but what happens when you don't, like when you're trying to become board certified, how many people wash out of that? Like, and what is the process for that? They kill people or something like
well,
that?
Well, no, most people sort of wash out of the residency program or fellowship training and do something else.
But
pretty much you find your way to some kind of, I mean, you might just, you know, do hair transplants or something. You know what I mean? You might have.
Because I know Tom wants to be a chiropractor. And I said, you know, all the best way to follow your dreams is just to test it on people. And, you know, if they get paralyzed.
He's doing that under Nadav.
No, I know. And I said that's if Nadav loves him and wants to encourage his passion, it's worth
he'd
the wheelchair.
That's right. That's what I told him too. No, he's going to be fine. He's going to crack his back. I can do it too. It's no big deal. All right, you guys, we're going to wrap this thing up. Thank you all again. That number 818-253-1693 and Dr. After Dark for the Gmails. And Josh, last minute plugs.
Like I said, I'm going to have some dates that hopefully I'll be able to announce very soon. That'll be hopefully earlier than November, but in the meantime, right now, November 17th and 18th, that's Huntsville, Alabama, and Nashville, Tennessee. And then also November 20th in Chicago is on the books, but who the fuck knows if that one's going to happen, but it's all up there at my Twitter, at @J_Potter, and it's on the pinned tweet. You can get all the ticket links and everything like that. And please watch my Twitch stream in the meantime, twitch.tv/Josh_Potter.
All right, guys, we'll see you next time.
All conversations and information exchanged during participation in the Dr. Drew After Dark podcast or interaction on the DrDrew.com website is intended for educational and entertainment purposes only. Do not confuse this with treatment or physician medical advice or direction per se. You must always follow your medical professional's advice and direction. Nothing on these podcasts or posted on this site supplements or supersedes the relationship and direction of your medical caretakers. Please understand, I am not playing the role of physician in this environment per se. I'm educating. I am a licensed physician with specialty boards in American Board of Internal Medicine and American Board of Addiction Medicine.